From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. A total of 13 Filipino crew unloading cargo in Cilacap, Central Java, tested positive for the new variant of the coronavirus from India, namely B16172. There are 14 who tested positive for COVID-19, but one person died after being treated. The region of Cilacap, Central Java, Dato Suwarto Pamuji, said that the dozens of crew members are now isolated and given treatment at the regional general hospital. As reported by Antara on Saturday, Tato said that his side will also carry out tests, tracing and treatment measures for health workers and employees of the Cilacap Regional Hospitals who handle the crew members. If there are employees who test positive, they will be isolated centrally. This step was taken to reduce the rate of transmission. PT Pertamina Persero continues to encourage small and medium enterprises UKM under the auspice of the State-Owned Enterprise Partnership Program BUMN. To rise from the COVID-19 pandemic, which has an impact on economic condition. West Java Pertamina Communication Relation and CSR Unit Manager Eko Kristiawan said that the collaboration of many parties is currently needed to overcome economic difficulties during this pandemic, one of which is collaboration through the Partnerships Program. In a written statement on Saturday, Eko said, "With this Partnerships Program, Pertamina wants to bring energy that drives the economy of the community, especially the small and medium enterprises." In addition, the Partnerships Program is a form of implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs 0.8, namely, providing decent work and supporting economic growth. Let's move on to the international news. Australia expects to receive 2 million doses of a week of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine from October, Minister for Health Greg Hunt told the Sydney Morning Herald on Sunday that Australia has ordered 40 million doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, which Canberra intends to use to inoculate its population under the age of 50. Hunt told the Sydney Morning Herald that supplies from Pfizer will accelerate next month and leave Australia with a consistent supply of 2 million doses each week from October. He added that there will be an available pool of 2 million doses a week for 13 weeks in the final quarter of 2021. Tens of millions of mask-wearing Vietnamese were expected to vote on Sunday to select a largely rubber-stamped legislator amid the rapidly spreading COVID-19 outbreak in the country. Fewer independent candidates than before are standing in the election for the 500-seat National Assembly, which is held every 5 years and usually after the ruling Communist Party holds its Congress to select a new leadership. Nearly 69.2 million registered voters are expected to select from 866 candidates for the parliament. They will also vote for members of the people's councils at provincial and district levels. At least 20 people running a mountain marathon cross-country race have died in northwestern China after hail, freezing rain, and gale winds hit the high-altitude tracks, rescuers said on Sunday. The rescue headquarters quoted by the official Xinhua news agency, participants suffered from physical discomfort and the sudden drop in temperature. Some went missing in the extreme weather around 1 p.m. on Saturday when the 100-kilometer race in the Yellow River Stone Forest tourist site in Beiyan City in Gansu province was halted. Several thousands marched on Saturday in Paris and other French cities in support of Palestinians after an 11-day conflict with Israel that killed more than 260 people on both sides. Thousands are homeless in the impoverished enclave of Gaza, where a ceasefire on Friday and deadly Israeli airstrikes on the besieged territory and rocket fire out of it towards Israel. President of the French-Palestine Solidarity Association, which organized the Paris rally and other demonstration, Bertrand Helpron, said on ceasefire does not resolve the questions. This fight concerns all those who are attached to the values of justice, dignity, and law. Listener, that was the news. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stressed the importance of ending the occupation in Palestine after the announcement of ceasefire in the region made by Hamas and Egyptian state television on Thursday. Meanwhile, the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared his security cabinet unanimously supported a ceasefire with militia groups in Gaza. However, Israel did not specify when the ceasefire would take effect. Meanwhile, Hamas and Egypt said that ceasefire took effect from Friday, May 21st at 2 a.m. local time. Following the announcement, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi emphasized the importance of returning to the negotiating table for Palestine and Israel to achieve lasting peace. Retno Marsudi delivered the statement in a close meeting with a number of foreign ministers and Volkan Bozkir, president of the 75th General Assembly of the United Nations in New York on Thursday. The same view, according to Retno, was also voiced by the foreign minister who attended the meeting. Important international pressures is given to Palestine and Israel and other related parties to deal with the main issues, namely the end of the occupation, so that violence does not continue to recur. According to Retno Marsudi, negotiations efforts are needed to follow up the ceasefire and resolve the root causes of the conflict between Israel and Palestine. If they are not resolved, similar acts of violence will occur again. The armed conflict in Gaza, which lasted for 11 days, has killed 232 people from the Palestinian side, including 65 children and 39 women, and 1,900 injured. From the Israeli side, 12 people were killed and 600 people were injured. I'll start today in history with May 23, 1997, when the Banjarmasin riot, or known as Grey Friday, was occurred. Right on 23 May 1997, riots broke out in Banjarmasin city, South Kalimantan. At that time, Banjarmasin experienced mass riots following the two-party campaign leading up to the 1997 general election. The parties involved in the campaign were Golkar and PPP. Hundreds of houses, shops, places of worships and buildings were destroyed in the riot. It is not known with certainty the victims and cause of the clash. To be sure, May 23, 1997 was the last day of the campaign period. Based on the scale of the rioting as a result of the incident, it was later called Burning Friday or Grey Friday. Let's move on to May 23, 2000. World Tortoise and Turtle Day is celebrated for the first time. World Turtle and Tortoise Day has been celebrated since 2000 by American Tortoise Rescue to attract global attention to the existence of turtles and tortoises and encourage humans to save endangered species. World Turtle and Tortoise Day is celebrated around the world in a variety of ways, from social movements, learning about the life of turtles and tortoises, to making turtles and tortoises handicrafts. I'll end in history with May 23, 2014, with the Isla Vista murder occurred. An illegal shooting took place on May 23, 2014 in Isla Vista, California, near the campus of the University of California, Santa Barbara, by 22-year-old Elliot Roger. Roger killed 6 people and injured 13 others before committing suicide. The shooting started when Roger stabbed to death 3 men in his apartment.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Hello.
Hello, listener. In the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. He was listening to English program through frequency 3325 kHz on May 14, 2021 with SINPO 43333. Hello, Mr. Jayanta Chakrabarti. Thank you very much for your wish. We do appreciate it. Our best wishes to you, family, and your friends. And also, thank you for your reception report that you sent to us. Well, Mr. Jayanta Chakrabarti, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy the song. Listen to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Vietnam's 2021 SEA Games Organizing Committee requires athletes to carry out a 14-day quarantine in their respective countries as one of the guidelines for health protocols to prevent COVID transmissions. This was conveyed by the organizers at the online meeting of the Southeast Asian Games Federation Council on Tuesday, attended by a representative of each of the National Olympic Committees NOC of countries in Southeast Asia, including the Indonesian Olympic Committee KOI. Chairman of the KOI, Raja Sabta Oktohari, in a press release received in Jakarta on Tuesday, said that responsibility is given to the NOC's concern, particularly in controlling and ensuring athletes have been vaccinated and conducting PCR tests before leaving and arriving there. According to Raja Sabta Oktohari, for Indonesia, there will be coordination with the COVID-19 Response Task Force and related National Sports Federation to ensure athletes are negative from the coronavirus before leaving. In addition, KOI and NOC representatives from other countries are also required to report the current situation of the spread of COVID-19 at home, respectively. The majority of countries in Asia have stated that the COVID-19 case was still a serious concern. Raja Sabta Oktohari said that Indonesia is concerned about the spread of COVID-19 as well. However, the government has successfully emphasized a positive spirit on sports achievements. This is in line with the target to prepare Indonesia to host the 2032 Olympics. Meanwhile, the organizing committee for the SEA Games, Hanoi, explained the plans for the biennial multi-event preparation, including plans for the chief admissions meeting. The technical handbook will be distributed on June 15, followed by the entry by name and entry by number deadlines for athletes. The SEA Games Hanoi is scheduled to take place from November 20 to December 2 and will compete 520 events from 40 sports.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply an email from our listener Kalab Abbas in Faisalabad, Pakistan. He had visited our website voinews.id and Facebook fanpage. He told that VOI is his favorite station radio in the world. Wow, thank you so much! Thank you for choosing VOI as your favorite broadcast and for your compliment about our programs. Special for you, here is a beautiful song. Happy listening!
Banyak yang ku alami, kenanganmu tersimpan di hati. Walau ku harus pergi, walau ku harus berlari, kenanganmu terasa di hati. Saat kau menari dengan tawa, rasa terkesima mulai melebur dalam hati.
ini dan ku telah arungi luas semesta, tapi tak ada yang mengalahkan indah parasmu. Rasa terkesima mulai melebur dalam hati ini, dan ku telah arungi luas semesta, tapi tak ada yang mengalahkan indah parasmu.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Bali constantly pampers tourists with a variety of new destinations that make holidays even more unforgettable. One of them is the Suwat Waterfalls, which is located in North Gianyar, precisely in the Melahange River, Suwat Village, Gianyar, Bali. The location is between the tourist route of Tampak Siring, which can be reached in about 15 minutes from there. When departing from Denpasar, the time needed to get to Suwat Waterfall is approximately 1 hour, while from Kuta it takes about 1.5 hours. Waterfalls was officially opened as a tourist object on October 22, 2019, and immediately attracted the attention of visitors, so that its popularity is increasing. The road access to the waterfall location is quite adequate, with a very beautiful natural view. Along the way, you will pass through rice fields and forests with big, beautiful trees, so that the trip will be more enjoyable. Its hidden location is the main attraction for enjoying an exciting tour. The entrance gate to this tourist attraction resembles a turtle with the writing of Suwat Waterfall above its head. A few steps after the gate, visitors will immediately hear the sounds of the waterfall. Apart from the entrance gate, it turns out that turtle carvings are also on the rocks near the waterfall pool that you can climb to get a good spot when taking photos. Regarding the turtle reliefs in the waterfall area, it is said that in the past, In the village of Suat, there were many freshwater turtles. But now it is no longer found. However, the turtle has become an icon in the Suat waterfall. The waterfall has a height of about 15 meters with a natural atmosphere that is so exotic. Meanwhile, at the bottom of the waterfall, there is a large pool with fresh water where you can swim. Even those who can't swim can still play in the water safely, using the buoys that have been provided by the managers. This natural tourist destination of Suat Waterfall is open every day from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Indonesia time.
Now we will reply another email from Ratan Kumar Paul in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English program on May 10, 2021. Hello, Mr. Ratan Kumar Paul. Thank you for your reception report and your compliment. We do appreciate it. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Recently, digital nomads have been increasingly in demand. Quoting Compass.com on Tuesday, a digital nomad is someone who works regardless of time and place. They work from home and other location. With this in mind, Club Med, through its official website, lists the best places worldwide for digital nomads. Data is collected and assessed against the increasing demand for a nomadic lifestyle. In the study, Club Med looked at the cost of living as well as security in each country. In addition, the average internet speed, the availability of fitness center, and the number of leisures and adventurous activities available are also assessed. Club Med has created 15 of the best places for digital nomads. Three of them are Indonesia. Phuket, Thailand is in first place, followed by Ho Chi Minh and Vietnam Krabi. Club Med puts Jimbaran Bali in fifth position as the best place for digital nomads. This fishing village in Bali is an ideal destination for digital nomads who wants to enjoy Indonesian culture. Apart from Jimbaran, two other places in Bali are also on the list of the best places for digital nomads, namely Canggu and Ubud, respectively in order of 10th and 11th places. Canggu village is located in North Kuta, Badung, Bali. This place is one of the favorite spots for foreign tourists. Compared to other places in Bali, the price of daily necessities in Canggu is the most affordable. Meanwhile, Ubud is a traditional village in Gianyar, Bali, which is famous for its very beautiful natural scenery. In addition, Ubud is known for its arts and culture that is developing very rapidly and advancing. Digital nomads can travel while working by relying on digital technology, especially the internet. Most digital nomads are creative workers who don't really need a physical presence at work. Some of the digital nomads' professions include developer, designer, writer, and an online marketer.
Now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now,
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'm making my treasure. Let's fly. Just be yourself for a while. Now, one that you're staring, friend that you thought will never prove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on. Step aside the difference, now work hard against a million. You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih, dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone?
want it each and every moment.
Silence.
Give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust a move. It's cool, you can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. I'll shine in depression and the bad thoughts.
With thirsty diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's go.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you with a song by Yura Yunita. Ahead of the month of Ramadan 2021, Yura Yunita released a single titled Tenang. This song is Yura's attempt to describe her inner conversation. The song Tenang is an invitation to briefly look around and within ourselves to find the will as well as the answers to all the questions in our minds. Being surrounded by calm, dialogue with the deepest conscience is expected to make us accept ourselves as a whole. And listener, here is Yura Yunita with the song Tenang. Happy listening.
Dialog dini hari kepada diriku sendiri, tak bisa ku tertidur lagi. Melayang pikirku tak pasti. Dialog dini hari, resah gelisah mengiringi. Berharap ada yang mengerti, berharap kau ada di sini. Tenang-tenang yang tak kunjung datang, menanti-nanti cahayamu beri aku petunjukmu. Tenang-tenang, oh datanglah tenang hari. Oh, aku merindu padamu. Jauhkan ku dari gelap itu, aku kembali padamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Sabri Adela. See you on the next English program.